You've got your almond blossom and you got your almond. What's in between those two steps? Well, it's got to be bees to get that almond. I'm Patrick Cavanaugh with the California Tree Nut Report, part of the Vast Ag Information Network. Josette Lewis is the Almond Board of California's chief scientific officer. She speaks about that relationship between the...
Well, as your listeners might not know, every almond that we eat is the product of a honeybee visiting that almond blossom in the spring. An almond tree produces about 20,000 blossoms on each tree, and it only takes a fraction of those getting pollinated to give the grower a good yield and produce a lot of almonds for us to consume.
And Lewis said that relationship between almonds and bees is one designed by nature.
In exchange for that pollination services, the almond tree gives a lot of nutrition to honeybees. Almond pollen has many of the essential nutrients that a honeybee specifically needs, and the nectar provides really abundant energy for growing honeybee colonies. There's even a substance in almond pollen kind of responsible for the amaretto flavor that some people like, and maybe if you don't like, in almonds. And that substance actually has been shown by research at the U.S. Department of Agriculture to reduce viral diseases in honeybees.
With the Ag Information Network, I'm Patrick Cavanaugh.